right, everyone. So we're having a bonus question and answer abundance call this morning. So go ahead and take a deep breath and put your hand on your belly. I was looking at some of the questions that came in, and we're going to do a process to address many of those questions, and then we'll go back and take everybody's raised hand questions that we have time for. So breathe into your belly. We're aligning everyone with the strength from source. All right, so we're going to bring in some energies and clear out bothers. We're going to call them bothers from the collective, other people's opinions, a lot of electrical energy in the air. Just move that away from your field. Quite a few of you could use some calming energy within the head, the crown chakra, the third eye. So I'm going to bring in some energy for that, not to dampen it, but just so it's not over agitated. Bringing in some elemental balance, and then we're going to also work with earth energies. Balancing water, drought, air, the ground. Okay, so in the chakra or the energy center below your belly button, let's go ahead and clear out other people's opinions of you, all that you took in that has nothing to do with your beautiful divine self. Okay, there is a lot of transmutation kind of energy coming in here, a lot of violet ray. And some of you are moving right into orange, that's fine. And let's go ahead and let ourselves be rooted into the new earth. Just allow those grids to go right through your feet, connect with the core heart of the planet. And in the same way that we are not going to work with things in the collective, any collective that may also exist within the earth and how we think of it, how other people think of it, we're going to also move that aside. So we're in the purity. In the same way we hold ourselves to our highest self standard, we do the same thing when we're connecting with the earth. Holding it in its most highest regard and energy. And it's the same way that you do with a child, how we expect and see when we look into the eyes of a child, we look into the soul and we see the potential. We want to be doing that with our world. All right, those roots are going very deep. Some of you are pulling in higher self qualities that maybe you haven't been aware of before, or you've been aware of them, but you thought of it as something maybe separate from yourself, and that's not really true. So let's go ahead and bring in who we are in other multidimensional existences that represent the highest and best of us. And only that comes in, but it's sliding right into your body now. If you feel some resistance, you can rub behind your knees, the back of your tailbone, and then you can hold your belly. Some of you might want to do some quick circles around your hips, just allowing that energy to completely be there within your body. When we're in our true alignment, we're able just to move. There's not really any thinking or thought about it. Our knowing knows and knows the direction to go. Now, sometimes we'll bring in limitations just so we can kind of test ourselves, but our knowing does know our next direction. And the best way to get your energy system to work this way is to continue to hold your higher being within your body, because when it's snapped into your body, when you have that fullness within your body, your health goes better, you're able to deflect other people's energies better, you're not bringing in collective energies to read or to digest, you're just within your own highest beingness. And when you're there, that's when your decisions are going to click. That's when other people are going to respond to you in a more positive way. It doesn't mean that some people will no longer be, you know, some people may not be able to be with who you are when you shift, but that's okay. Other people will show up. Go ahead and take a deep breath. And sometimes we're afraid of this part of ourselves because it is so strong. We weren't raised to think we're really the strong, most of us anyway. So we're going to go through and clean out some of the grids where we're thinking that we're less than who we are. So I'm going to energetically do that right now. And some of the questions actually came up about grids. So I'm going to go out within everybody's field right now and clean and clear anchorings of restriction and struggle. Any place where that we have that someone else is like squatting on our grid system in our own creation that doesn't really represent who we are. Now, if in our depth we believe that we're supposed to have the split or the struggle and we aren't really acting out of our wholeness, then these things will continually show up in our grid system, and this is like the net that comes out of your energy. So let's go ahead and clean and clear now. And if you recognize that you're one of these that sort of are in that strong sense of polarity or split, just hold your belly and breathe in love and wholeness. Okay, there's quite a bit being cleared off now. We'll bring in supportive energies for clearing for everyone. Many of you are very focused in the front part of your body. This is also clearing the back. So if you thought of yourself as a center, and like the center, and there's a giant circle around you, the whole net is getting cleared in this entire consistently moving, mobile aspect of yourself. Your core is the point of equilibrium within the system. That's why we're always working it. And as we get closer and closer to our equilibrium between male and female energies in that polarity, then we're able to really work the full system. Most of us work in a system where we're expecting the light to come in and fix everything. And we're not, as some of you are, but not everyone is, completely grounded within the earth, where we're expecting that to do us. And depending on your perspective, if you're looking down from heaven, so to speak, you're going to see things differently than if you're looking up from earth, and how you read things will be different. But we're all coming into a harmonic where it's going to work a little different. And that is the next phase of the work. If you're into energy work, if you're here because of abundance, then let's work on that as well. And that is the magnetic system, that tension dynamic that is set up, that dynamic tension. And I don't mean tension in a negative way. I mean a connected way between the male and female properties. Will also assist in our ability to manifest. Okay, here we go. So it's not just ability to manifest, it's also health. I had a lot of health questions come in for this call. And of course, having good health is very much a part of feeling abundant. You have all the money in the world, but if you can't move or feel good, then it's very difficult to enjoy it, to have happiness. All right. Still clearing. We're waiting for those clearings to happen. Take some breaths. If you're feeling a little sluggish or overwhelmed, and just key into your breath. So the overwhelm, of course, is going to be our smaller mind or the ego mind, just trying to figure it all out. And we always give that part a job. That's what ritual is about. When we give that part of ourselves a ritual job, then it comes in to assist us. We feel more aligned. So our sabotage, you know, this is a way sabotage, one of the ways that we can define sabotage, our small mind gets in the way and limits us. There are many other ways that sabotage happens, but that's one way. And we can ritualize how we deal with that. Some people do it through meditation. Some people do this in their breath work. They just follow the breath. Some people do it on walks. Some people do it writing, art, many ways to put in a ritual with it, lighting a candle. And all of these are ways to turn things over to that higher aspect of ourselves. Good, good, good. More movement happening. All right, so some of you are asking for higher clearings here. I'm going to do that right now. Go ahead and put your hand on your heart and one on your belly. Okay. So the heart is a flow. Now, how do we get our heart to open if, you know, for some reason it's closed down? Here's a couple of ways. One is to hold it. One is to get into the unconditional love and acceptance. Another is with our breath to completely fill our belly, where the belly extends. So you're breathing low. This helps connect our lower parts to our higher parts. And the lower is not less than. It's just a different perspective. And it's our more individualized part. So go ahead and keep loving, allowing as that opens up. Okay. Okay. Now, if you're feeling a little unbalanced or a little out of alignment, I'd like you to put your hand on your forehead and your belly. If you're still working on your heart, and you'll know it if you are, you can put a hand there and your belly. Now, if you feel pretty complete with all of this clearing, go ahead and put a hand on your forehead and the other one on your heart. Okay, good. So we have a lot of people with hands in different places. It's a little bit like a chorus. So I'm going to go ahead. This will also help wherever you are. It helps somebody else. So I'm just going to go ahead and keep clearing. All right, so strengthening everyone's core. All the way down, all the way through the tailbone into the planet. Very good. Very good. All right, so we're running energies connecting all of these three centers. So we're going to our highest aspect, which is above your head. And we're going to our crown and third eye area. Some of you are asking for throat, so we'll touch in there as we go to the heart. So let's do another heart clearing. Now, I would also suggest don't force a color. If you see color and you think a heart is supposed to be green or pink, don't force it. If you're seeing especially blue, blue is often a very strong color in heart. Loving. So we're opening this heart. Okay, so let's go ahead and do an integration. Let's invite into your heart anything you know that you're working on or a part of you that is in resistance to your self-love or abundance. Let's invite that part in with true, unconditional love. Okay. Some of you have invited right into your heart an aspect of you that is closed off, quiet, not able to be a part of, considers itself separate and stoic. Let's love these parts that feel stoic, separate, or maybe a part of you you didn't even know was you. And we just love. As that unconditional love and acceptance goes out to greet that part of you or surrounds that part, we're not forcing it. We're just allowing it to take in the love. We're allowing the love to be there. The part that felt that it needed to struggle, Deep loving. All right, quite a few of you have this aspect of you in your heart now. It's a little more open. We're just going to keep loving it as we synthesize this within your being. Let that waterfall of love come in as you sync up and synthesize. All right. Okay, people are looking much better. We're working with a phoenix light, a Christos light, a little bioplasma light, and we're allowing these things to be within our core in exactly the right amount, the right frequency, the right color combination to assist. And just clearing, just take a couple of breaths and allow more of your resistance to leave, some of the old programs of resisting love. If you're taught, if you're never really given love and love is very transactional, it's, you know, we have programs in there and we're going to let those go. And we discover them at different points in our life. We may get rid of them. We may not act on them. We may not see them. And then suddenly they show up again. They're always a little different when they show up again, deeper or less intense, one way or the other. It just depends what part of it you are working on. So we continue just to love this part. One of the questions that I got was, basically, how do I walk and chew gum at the same time? How do I feel restored and work at the same time? Now, this is like an example of where we feel sort of split and that our work is sacrifice. And it is sacrifice if we're not able to restore ourselves at the same time. I once did an MP3 on infinite time. And that's basically what we were working on, allowing the part of yourself that doesn't know how to continually restore yourself while you are in action. And so that's part of what we're working on in a new program we're doing. It's called the Magnetic Lotus. But we'll touch into that a little bit today. So go ahead. This is just a preview. Go ahead and allow the part of yourself that knows your truth, knows love, and has all the answers and is in a non-time pressured state to come in. And allow that to come in and infuse a flower. I want you to think of you can use a rose or a lotus. I'm using a lot of lotuses lately, right in your core. So with your roots down into the earth and your blossomed flower above, I want you to see this continuous beauty within, which is unique to you. Your unique signature. with exactly what you're supposed to put out. Every one of you can have the same job, and every one of you would do it differently because you have a unique signature. You would come into that job to express it differently than other people because of who you are and what you are devoted to do in this life. Take a breath. So all the parts of you that felt constrained by others' ideas of what a job should be, let's go ahead and allow those false interpretations to go. Now, there's a bit of a tension between all the aspects. And I mean tension in a good way. I mean connectedness. So we're talking about, but we use the word magnetic because we want to think of it as continuous, you know, how things come in and hold together. So we have that within the polarity of male and female. And we also have that within the Christos energy, or pure, unconditional love. And we also have that in our outer world. So when we have our inner world set in such a way, the outer must reflect that. And you must believe that. If you want to really be in charge of your creation, this is where you want to be. You want to know that what is going on in my inner reflects my outer. So how do we clean up our inner so we get the reflection that we're hoping for? And one is to feel that deep sense of knowing exactly who you are and what you want. And for the question that came to me is, how do I keep that sense of relaxed, retired, restorative energy, and maybe or maybe not go into the world and make some money? So the question sort of reflects a sense that maybe going out in the world isn't going to be very restorative, when in fact, sometimes it is. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath. So for all of us who've worked jobs that did not feel very good or healthy, or that we didn't feel like we fit in, let's go ahead and love those parts and reintegrate them. Good. Another question I had is, how do I step forward? And what's going on with my right ankle? What's the other part of the question? What am I afraid to step into? So it might be fear, but it might also be hesitancy. And the hesitancy is often uncertainty. So let's go to all the places that we were uncertain of our next step and delete those. And we can also love the parts that have that uncertainty. And then we become more empowered, because as we love the parts that had that uncertainty, we shift it. We shift what that uncertainty was, rather than being something that lowered our energy or kept us confused. It becomes something that empowers us, because it kind of goes back to neutral, but it's our own power going back to neutral. So when we go into drive, we're not stuck in reverse at the same time. Okay, and let's also do this for confusion. Let's invite all the parts of yourself that have felt confusion about your next step and love them. Now, some of you are getting ready to make a big shift. Like, you were doing A and now you're going to be doing Z. Now that's shocking, right? So love the part that feels shocked, surprised, the part that was invested in doing something a certain way, but now it's going a different way. Let's love these parts. That's like, so you can imagine yourself, you're a giant, your body's a giant cruise ship, but some part of you thinks you're a speedboat and you're trying to drive this speedboat, but you're a cruise ship, you know, and you can use any example you want, but this is knowing yourself, knowing who you are and what you came to do. And I promise you, when you really lock into that, when you really kind of know who you are and stop resisting it, everything will be a little easier. Good. Very good. Okay. So I did have a question about inspiration, feeling very uninspired. So let's go to our heart again and invite in any part of ourselves that feel exhausted or not inspired. We can't actually inspire anyone unless we have it naturally. So let's go ahead and bring in the parts that are a little lost, confused, and that feel uninspired. Now we're also getting into that constant sense of renewal that came up in the other question, because inspiration is renewing. Now, if inspiration is something that makes you feel a little disembodied, then maybe you've got too much excitement in there. But just, you know, a pure inspiration is rejuvenation. Let's allow that to settle in for everyone. We'll run it through the quantum particles, through the entire Taurus field. I also had the question, how do I not get sick anymore? And one way to not get sick anymore, I'm not sure I know the ultimate way, or boy, I'd probably be really rich. But one way to be less sick is to get a good foundation under you. And it's not always the high energy. That's a very important part of it, but it's working it all together. Being willing to go from one feeling to the next feeling to the next feeling to the next feeling. So when you get a symptom, and a symptom is just telling you something that's going on with yourself. Like as an example, I feel burning. I feel a burning pain. What is under the burning pain? Now, if you can stay in your centered state and feel the burning pain, you might find that under it you feel irritation, or you feel burned by another person, or you feel, you know, less than, you're not able to really do something. You know, and itching is the same way. I've had a lot of people show up with itching lately. And itching is, you know, you can almost always find some irritation, some feeling less than, under these symptoms. And with each symptom, we do this. And while it's true, lungs are often grief, there's often many other things in there too. Okay, very good. So let's invite all the parts of yourself that keep you separate from self-love in to your heart. I had a question about someone who felt like that it had a lot of verbal abuse and like words were harming them. So I want you to bring in the parts of yourself that feel harmed by other people's words. And if you're not having this in your life right now, you can use another thing you'd like to integrate, or another time, something that comes to mind. It always pops up in your mind, the thing that you're clearing. So go ahead and invite the parts of yourself that felt less than because of verbal abuse. The part that wants to shut down. the part that wants to detach. And often when we detach from our own core energy. If we're dependent on that person, our detachment can also detach us from our own inner resource. So all the times you ever did that, let's love these parts. And in life, in past lives, in history, in the history of humanity, sometimes it just felt easier to die than to stand up. And I'd like you to love your parts that ever experienced that, or any part of you that's attached to other people's dying rather than standing up. The part of ourselves that wants to walk away that doesn't, let's love these parts. And they are likely two different parts, one that wants to run away and one that wants to stand up, shut down. Anything you're feeling there, let's love that. And in great shifts, energy shifts in the earth, in the celestial field, in collective changes, these things come up. So it's a good time to be gentle and listen to our inner cues. This is how we respect ourselves. Okay, now I'd like you to take a second and think about what makes you feel alive. So I asked this on Facebook, and almost everybody had a nature answer, which is kind of the way it is for me, too. But whatever that is, that feeling you get in nature, I want you to feel that and bring that into your core and into your lotus or rose or whatever flower you have in your center. Now, when we feel this aliveness, we're so close to our own sovereignty. And with that, I'm going to bring in some sovereign energies for everyone. And our next step is we're going to take these sovereign energies into the roots. And any entanglements we have with other people's roots, we'll just go ahead and disentangle. And we want everyone to have a verdant root system. We want them to be able to go down deep in nurturing soil or soul. And this is our wish for everyone. And I certainly have it for you. Okay, so you're rooted, and I want you to feel your flower, and then I want you to understand that the sun also supports you. And within that sun is all your multidimensional aspects, the ones that are right for you, not somebody else's. We don't want to be Assyrian pretending to be a Pleiadian, or we don't want to be something that's not truly us. But if we just allow who we are does show up for us and allow that to come in all the way into your flower. And I'd like you to see that flower expand. Whatever you called in to experience that no longer serves you, we can allow that creation to go away. And we can call in the creations that serve who we are now. And and the part of us that was exhausted, that wasn't sure if she should give up or he should give up, let's love this part. Let's allow this constant flow of the nurturing of the mother and the nurturing of the father to be there for us in one flowing system. And it's consistent. And while our attention may be in above, or it might be below, maybe we're in a restful place, the whole system is working for you to your benefit. You're not cut off from any part of it. So let's go into all the parts of yourself that feel cut off from it and restore. Very good. We're going to bring in some nice light for everyone. Some of you may feel a gentle rain. Okay. All right. If you need to take a little break, go right ahead. I'm going to set up for questions now. Okay, let's see. I don't have a name here, but I have caller 043. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, Lindley.
Hi, Lindley. Okay, I'm so sorry. I think I lost somebody. So I'll ask that person to call back in. Hi, Lindley. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a question today?
Yes, I was wondering if you could help me open my third eye.
Okay, so let's go ahead and look at your system. Now tell me what it is you'd like out of your third eye. What is it you're looking for there?
More connection, a deeper sense of intuition, wisdom,
okay.
Guidance.
Okay.
Coming from that place of knowing that, you know, you were referring to before.
Okay. Now, sometimes that knowing comes out of your gut. Do you ever get any gut knowing?
Yeah. It's sort of a bit random. I suppose really I'd like for it all to feel more cemented.
Right.
Not in a stuck way, but in a more solid foundation way.
A lot of our intuition these days is coming out of guts and hearts, and third eye is often quite visual. And have you ever spoken to, guidance, or do you have, a sense of those words coming to you, or is it just knowing? Tell me about it.
It feels more like a knowing.
Okay.
I'll get an intuitive hit out of the blue.
Okay.
But also, I just feel that my visual potential is diminished or disconnected or something.
Okay, let's go into it. Have you had visions before?
Yeah, but that's, as I say, it's hit and miss. And I just feel I could, I've got the potential, but somehow I can't seem to connect to it.
Okay. All right, this is such an interesting question. All right, so this is true for you. Your heart is going to be your bigger knowing when you get to where you think you want to go. So the visual. And so third eyes are very popular right now. But let's go ahead and go into your third eye and see what's going on there. some of it is it's waiting for the rest of you to catch up. So I have been one of those people who had more visual than I had heart or gut. Like I had the heart and the gut, but I kept ignoring it for my visual. And eventually everything changed. It's like every cell of your body is like a chakra and you get the information from other sources, not just directly the third eye. So let's get in there and see what's going on. Why are you closing it down? So I want you to put two fingers on your third eye. And I want you to put two fingers on your heart. Okay. So if I look at your heart, you're about 40% to where you're going to go. And if I look at your third eye, you're about 20% to where you're going to go. If I look at your gut, you know, that inner deep feminine part of you, you're 60% there. So you can see how these things are kind of working in harmony. Does that make sense? It's harmonious, although it may feel shut down. Now, in the old days, we used to blast people open. and this is all still quite possible. But then we have to ask, are we really serving that person if for some reason that they needed to do more in their heart first before they opened their third eye? But let me get into your soul and ask. And what I hear is they'd like more balance. So let's go ahead, and for anyone else who would like more balance, let's go ahead and bring in a balance for your intuition. Third eye, you might feel a little pressure there. Third eye, heart, gut. So the gut is almost always the most restrictive and the more yes-no energy. The heart is going to be a combination of both of these intelligences. That's why most people are going to go towards heart. In ancient times, the heart was more, was considered the more advanced organ over the head, even the brain. So let's go into your third eye. All right. So you actually have within your soul a part of you that has seen things in the past that were not pleasant, but also you could do nothing about and it had nothing to do with you. So this is one of the reasons that you've decided to open the heart and your core energy. So take a deep breath. In order to see things, we have to be within equanimity. Otherwise, and this has happened to me, so I know what I'm talking about here, you can have visions and knowing that affect all of your centers and it can wipe you out. I once could not talk or communicate to anyone for 3 months when I saw the tsunami before it happened. And because I was not able to do anything about that. I mean, I did a lot of stuff with it, but some part of me knew that this was an inevitable event and my ability to shift it was not within my human potential. The same thing happened to me on 9/11. I was less clear on that, but these are events that can come to you with a really big third eye open that you must have really strong equanimity and belief in yourself before this is a loving thing for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So when we get that heart balance, which means we're in total self-love, we can forgive that human part that thinks it should be able to control every pain in the world. And we're able to accept that other people have journeys that we can't do anything about. So take a deep breath on that, because that's a big lesson for you. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I tend to be, want to help everyone and make things right.
Right. And so when your third eye is wide open, you're seeing things that have absolutely nothing to do with you or even your own mission. So that's the nature of it. So now some people are very good at opening and closing things. And this is what I would suggest for you. And there's someone else on this call, and you know who you are, who I've had a similar conversation with. And this is good for you and other people. So go ahead and ground. And then open your heart with all the self-love you can muster. And then I want you to love yourself a little more and love the fact that you may have a limitation as to what you can do. But you can love. That's unlimited. You can love someone through any circumstance. Now, when you feel really good with this, put your attention on your third eye and ask that it reveal something that is right for you to see, that is good for you, that helps you.
Sort of
and then when you
–
go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking of staying with being the detached observer.
Very good. That's a good thing to be. But it won't help that part of you that has a different mission, will it? So even though you know that's where you're going to have to be, this is how my suggestion for you to play with this part of you. I want you to go to your heart, total self-love, total equanimity. You're not there yet, but you're getting closer. And then you can open your third eye and ask for to see this one thing that may assist you. And then thank it and close it and go back to your heart. And this is how I would begin your third eye desire. So everyone, and you do have all the third eye potential in the world. But the world doesn't need seers as much as it needs loving hearts right now. And it needs, you've had an entire lifetime mission of wanting to help. Isn't that true?
Yes. Not that it's really paid off that well.
And exactly. So your first thing, your soul is telling your first thing is to get very good at clarifying who you are and where the boundary is in help and where's the unity in the unlimited part of help. And that is unconditional love and acceptance. And when you have that, you probably won't care about your third eye so much anymore, but you'll have more access to it because you will have completed that. So sometimes the soul is very intelligent about what it opens and what it doesn't. But here's the next thing, which we talked about before, is ask for balance in all three centers. So here's the balancing energy again for you and other people who have a similar question. Lindley, how are you? How are you feeling now?
I feel better because it's explain more. It wasn't that so much the emphasis on the third eye, just getting into more of my potential of knowing and using that knowing in a positive manner.
Now, that knowing is also from all the other centers.
Mm.
And you're kind of full body kinesthetic. Did you know that? I mean, you kind of are that way.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes we develop one thing and it overrides another thing and all of it's okay.
Yeah.
But this is how you do it. So I want you to go into acceptance and appreciation of the gifts you have. Go ahead and give yourself that right now and everyone else. So all the times that you felt like you didn't have enough, you were not enough, let's go ahead and love these parts. So the more we give the message that we're not enough, you know, that the more we create that.
Yeah.
So let's let that go. There you go. The other thing that happens is sometimes when we're not looking for something, that's when it shows up. And I suspect that's when you're going to get more energy there. But let that heart continue to do its work. And that is going to be very helpful for you. So let's do another clearing in that first center for you. All right. Very good. Very good, Lindley. Thank you for holding up your hand.
So appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to go to 410. Hello there.
Hello. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
This is Lena.
Hi, Lena. How are you?
I'm good. I want to ask you something. For about maybe 3 days, I experienced some strange movement in my body. Like if I will sit still, I will feel like I'm riding a bike on not very, like nice road. Just something like moving in
your
body.
Throat or all over
no,
your body?
No, it's like whole body. Like
now there's a lot of... Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Say the rest of it.
Like I have earthache in my body.
An earthache in your body.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. What is it?
Is that an earthache? That's kind of like a collective ache. Let's go ahead and strengthen your body to the collective. Did you say it felt like it was moving?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like moving in my legs, then in my body, in my back. When I lay down, I feel like it's a little earthache, but it's not.
Where is it now? Do you feel it now?
Mostly I feel it in my lower back, mm-hmm. my back, and sometimes my legs.
Okay. Right now?
A little bit, not that much.
Not
after
much.
You work on, for, yeah. on us, yes.
So that's the important thing. Okay. So, Lynette, I'm so glad you asked this because sometimes mm-hmm. people will bring me things and say, this has been happening. It's no longer happening, but then it's almost like you recreate it with the expectation it will come back. And so once you've hit that vibration where it's not there, you want to expand that. The same way we expanded the lotus within, I want you just to expand that knowing that it's just a little bit now and it's going just like it's been going. So you want to own that new vibration, not keep going back to the old one and recreating it. Let's go see what else is there. And a lot of that is your mind. So let's get your mind. So your mind needs a job. Because you have a very
yes.
strong mind. So you want to give it good, like rituals we were talking about earlier. And that can be lighting candles. That can be yoga. I mean, there's so many things that you could do. But come up with something that kind of gives it the ritual. So you're and within that ritual, you're going into that part of you that owns the new vibration of what you really want rather than the memory of where you were. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and clear out any part of yourself that's owning the pattern of revisiting more intensity. And let's disconnect intensity being more important. Sometimes the more intense it is, the more important and urgent it feels, and that kind of elevates us in some way, but we want a different type of elevation. We want that light elevation and brightness. So the part of you that's bought into that, let's go ahead and delete it and reset. Oh, but that's immediately more relaxing. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel a little bit better.
Good.
A little bit better. And one short thing. All the time, we talk about it in our private session, that the name from my past on Earth, mm-hmm. something supposed to do with it. Maybe it was some vows or oath. I don't know. But it's keeping show up like a name.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can see this past life like somebody told me it was like ink bottle or something.
The name was Ink Bottle?
No, no, no. It was that I was a woman, and it was like an ink time.
Mm-hmm.
Something about this past life that I need to do with. I'm not sure. Maybe it was some vows or oath or something.
Okay. So let's go back to your center. So we always go back to our center. So do you see how you're reaching out into the past or reaching into something that must be fixed about me? And I think you're doing this because you want to be more empowered. You want to write something. So let's go in to any oaths that you may have made that are not correct for you now. And the part of you that reaches out or is still connected to it, that hasn't resolved that yet, let's go ahead and love that part. And allow that to come in. All of us made oaths in the past. You know, it could have been to a religion, it could have been to a person, it could have been to a purpose, it could have been to a god, it could have been to so many different things. And they all have these different powers, and they end up limiting us as we continue to go forward. So that's kind of a common thing that we release, oaths that we made, promises, and then we forgive ourselves. And we take it all back to our true purpose and promise, which is to ourselves. So we would never sacrifice ourselves for a purpose unless that was aligned to what was true for us now. So if we're living in the sort of the split, like part of you in this other time, part of you in this time, part of you in this galactic time, then we're not able to actually give fullness and wholeness to where we are now. So I invite you to invite all those parts ready to come in now, ready to let that go and be who you are now, to create that oath right this minute for who you are now and who you are meant to be. All right. So some part of you still thinks it's important in the past. So let's strengthen you to the past. There we go. She's coming back now. So in order to integrate the parts of ourselves in the past that feel stronger than where we are now, which is a little bit like what you're describing, your core has to be strong enough to accept her. So let's go ahead and strengthen your core. And we're loving the part of her that feels more important there than here with you. And the part of you that wants to cry when you think about that. The part of you that sees yourself as more important elsewhere. Let's love that part. So we're having to release a big part of you that feels less than right now. Can you let that go? And can you let it go a little more?
Yes.
Okay. So she's thinking up now, and we're streaming unconditional love to her. And the act of the oath turns to light and goes back. And the part of you that made that oath is used within your life here. This is obviously a very powerful part. But when she's no longer attached there, you have that energy for your life now. So let's go ahead and align you to picking up perceptions in the earth or the sky or the galaxy or the universe that don't serve you. You want those perceptions to be gentle, go into knowing, so you're not losing big parts of your life by the knowing. Good. Thank you, Lena.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to 508. Hello?
Hi, Natalia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Natalia. How are you?
Okay. I'm working on some classes, and the person I'm working with keeps telling me that because I'm in nursing that I should work with nurses, doctors, and caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
But I resist it partly because I feel that I'm not good enough or smart enough or... And so part of me just wants to go in a completely different direction because
only
I don't feel
because
worthy enough to do it.
Okay. Why don't you feel worthy enough?
Well, I think I've been rejected. I went through a lot of rejection as a child and growing
mm-hmm.
up.
Are you rejected in your work right now?
No, but I feel that I'm not as valued as I could be.
Okay.
I don't get the same resources and help that other people do. Like, I don't get the same help that the doctors do and that they don't appreciate me in the same way.
Yeah. So let's go to withheld resources, being taken for granted. Tell me when I hit a real big one. Taken for granted, withheld resources, disrespected.
I think disrespected.
Yeah, let's love that part. It's almost like used by the doctors a little. Let's love this part. We hold on to our wounds in the past and in the present when they haven't been attended to. And we attend them by accepting and loving. So when you're giving out a lot of energy to other people, you know, we're always last place on this. So one of the ways that we get more respect is to put ourselves first. And when we start putting ourselves first, other people notice that. Some part of us shifts. Our energy shifts, and we become a well-cared-for person. That's the energy we put into the world. And when we are a well-cared-for person, other people respond in kind, and we more easily dismiss those who do not. And often people who are not treating us all that well to begin with start shifting their view of us. They get more of that respect. So let's go ahead and go into all the places that could use a little extra care.
Yeah, I generally don't put myself first. I put others first.
Right. That's one of the reasons that you've been successful. But let's shift that now. And it's kind of the old-fashioned one, really, right? Especially men do it too, but women definitely do it. And it's I'm going to prove my worth by giving everything I've got down to the last drop. And when we're in that mode, we're not into self-care. We might be good at some types of self-care, but we're missing some. So let's love these parts. I can feel them. I can feel a lot of you out there just doing jobs in your mind, in your body. Let's go ahead and invite all of them back to your heart. I would develop a practice where at least once a day, you're calling all these parts that loved others first back. And it's almost like you're going to have to convince them that it's okay that they get love and they get acceptance for who they are and all they do and appreciation, deep appreciation for that part of you that sacrifices, that gives more than you get. And that will help the flow. Let's get this going. So we were talking about oaths in the last call. You know, when you have you have many, many lifetimes, many, many patterns of I give everything I've got. So let's till I'm back down to zero. Love this. So let's get that full cup going, because when we have a full cup, we're able to give more. All right, so everyone else's dismissal of you or disrespect of you or dishonor of you, let's remove that from your body, your field. The other aspect to your healing, to your giving, is that you'll take on other people's projections. Do you ever feel that you take the brunt of it?
Yeah.
And that kind of can help other people heal in some ways, because they're getting the poison out, so to speak, but you're holding it. So let's go ahead and get that all the way to the light.
Well, I think there's a fear of showing myself.
Mm-hmm. What if you did show yourself? What if you didn't have that fear? What would you do?
I think I could be free to just be me.
Okay. And what would that be like?
Me.
Do you get a full sense of that?
Valuing, being valued as me.
Yeah. Just to be me, what does that feel like? I want you to feel that all the way through.
I can only feel it in my head.
Okay. Okay, put your hand on your belly. Get it all the way deep. Sometimes you can sit on your hand if it's really severe. Sometimes I've been so in my head, I had to drop my knees to my eyeballs or my eyeballs to my knees. So it's kind of the same way. You're just going to get low in your body. Okay, then we can start moving this out. So all that, the reason it's not moving out, that's everybody else's stuff that you've accumulated. So let's just keep moving that out, Natalia. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling it move down my spine, so it's around my shoulder blades. So
good.
It's moving down.
Good, good. So keep holding that. Just keep expanding that. Just feel that everywhere, that blossoming flower. Just let that keep expanding through all the quantum particles of you. So in your fluid, we need to really sort of up it. So let's do that. There you go. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay there. 661. Hello.
Hi, Sherry. It's Megan.
Megan, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
Yeah. I have just a question about, I've been feeling a lot of bloat lately, and
mm-hmm.
I just was wondering if I'm dealing with some candida or there's some other kind of digestive something or other going on that I can address.
Okay. So let's go to spiritual flexibility. Let's strengthen you for that. When you're bloat, you're talking about your whole body or you're talking about your belly?
Belly.
And have you been around animals with bloat?
I don't know exactly. How would I know if my animals have bloat?
Oh, they'd be really sick. Okay, so let's go ahead and
strengthen. Oh, gosh, no. No. All my animals are very well.
Okay, so any times in any past that you've been around bloat, let's go ahead and delete that. The illness of bloat, the feeling bad of bloat. So let's go back to a swollen belly. So what's going on there? It feels like... So you know how we have these containers of worry? I mean, I used to meet people all the time. They'd be worrying about something, you'd get rid of that worry. Then they'd fill the container with a different worry. Then you'd get rid of that, and they'd fill the container with a different worry. You're kind of a little bit like that. You know, it's like an intense, something's wrong with me. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take that out of your belly.
I'm trying to deal with, once again, my eating disorder and my issues around food and getting healthy that way. And all it does is every time I go to address it, it gets inflamed. So I was hoping, once again, I was hoping I could get to the bottom and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it just feels all up in my face.
What's up in your face? When you feel
how
it.
Inadequate I am. I am bad and worthless.
Okay, beautiful. Let's love this part.
How can I feel so strong in so many things and then this just comes up over and over? It's like, come on, really?
That's okay. Let's love that part that feels that way. We're going to hold her, the part that feels bad. Now let's take everybody else's idea of you out of your body. So now we're getting into self-care again, right? So every day, every day, you're going to go looking for any part of you that might be hidden that feels bad. You don't want to create it, but you want to offer a space to love yourself and invite any part of yourself in that may need love. Mm-hmm. And it'll get to where you're loving all parts of yourself. And then it won't be daily. It'll be every few months. You know what I mean? And then it'll be like 3 years later, oh, wow, I could really love, you know. But if you get that daily, let's make space for loving me. And you're doing a good job of it. It's just these parts that don't feel the love yet, that don't feel, you know, that have been badgered. So can you go get that badgered part right now? It's hiding in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, she actually was in the closet.
Yeah. Let's love her.
I mean, literally, way back when I was two.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
I believe you. So let's get the loving light around her. Even if she needs to sit in that closet a little longer, let's get a lot of loving light for her in there.
Pretty safe in that closet, yeah.
Yeah.
She likes closets.
Yeah, closets are nice. Cozy. You can read in them if there's light.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stay out of everybody else's way. Yeah, so let's love her. Love her. And, you know, you can go in there and sit in the closet with her and just keeping the love going. Just keep the love going and hold her. Just, you know, I want you just to... It doesn't have to be a huge time-consuming thing. It's the quality of the love, and this part, too, will integrate. And you've made a lot of progress. She knows she can integrate. Some part of her just is happy to be separate a little longer. So the next step is just one more strength in your core, which you're really good at. And when you hit that right note that feels like home to her, she's going to come back.
Okay.
You can do it.
I can do it. I have a functional question. How do I know what foods to pick? And I mean, I get so confused because of all the issues I've had around food. I don't know what to eat anymore and how to nourish my body. Should I just do this core work, do this integrative work, and just let the food happen? I don't know what to do.
Okay, so first of all, I'm sorry, everyone. You're not going to know when you're in the I don't know, right? So we have to get into that loving space. So you want to get into that loving space, and you want to get kind of neutral to food. You know, a day I eat nothing but chocolate ice cream. A day I only eat green vegetables. So just kind of get neutral to all of that. And that doesn't mean shutting down, and that doesn't mean throwing everything you know out. That means getting really deep within you as to, you know, is it yes or no? Is this right for me or my body? Now, when things are this, you know, intense, sometimes you need to go to like a basic thing. You can, you know, when things are going smoothly, you kind of know what the right food for you is. But when you're kind of in this sort of confusion about it, you want to get as clear as you can. You can use a pendulum, or you can use a standing technique, or you can put your hand on your belly and ask yes or no. Is this right now, or is this no now? And then love all your resistance about the answer. And
yes.
You know,
I've
right?
been doing that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. What foods are you? Is there like one food that you're really confused about, or is it almost everything? Is it like a panic about eating at all?
Not a panic about eating at all. I guess right now sugar is up there. I've let go of coffee and alcohol, which is wonderful. And now I'm just hanging on to sugar.
Right. So alcohol is a lot of sugar. So you could see why you'd kind of like go that. So sugar can be, you know, you can get out of sugar. You can. I believe you can.
Yeah, I've been out of sugar a long time.
Yeah. So let's go into that part that really. So let's see here. Can you identify that part of yourself that like loves sugar?
She's the fuck you everybody part.
Oh, okay. So love her, and you can put her in. You can put her in an infinite loop, and love her and listen to all the things that she's kind of, you know, kind of has a little bit of a need. You know, some part of her. So the need for sweetness is often a need for love. It's sometimes a need for a boredom, and sometimes it's a want for excitement, a self-rejection. So you're just going to keep loving and keep loving her and let her kind of have her peace. But do that before you eat. If you can do that before you eat, you're going to get into better choices because you'll have done that. Now, if that's impossible, are you acting before? Are you feeling regret after, or is it before?
Yeah, it's usually the next morning, and it's a mild regret. I mean, we're getting down to different. This is so much better than it ever was before.
Yeah. So are you appreciating how far you've come, giving up what you gave up? Yeah, so keep appreciating that, too, because you don't want to have that same intensity. You know, giving up alcohol is so big. So just keep loving that part that was so strong and beautiful and cared enough to do that. And then take that next step. You know, just keep and letting that will get to where you want. The one who likes the sugar has a story to tell, and you're going to get to that story.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sherry.
All right.
I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have a wireless caller at 805. Hi there.
Hi, Sherry. It's Vicki.
Hi.
I was thinking about recently I've been fairly nauseous and dizzy, and I don't know if it's an energetic thing or it's just my usual health stuff.
It's an energetic thing. Have you been bringing in some new energy?
I've been listening to your calls a lot.
Okay. You've been over-listening to my calls. All right. So it doesn't feel like my kind of energy. So let's go ahead and see what that is. Have you listened to somebody else? Which calls are you listening? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to, the two recent abundance calls, the theme the third, and I'm listening to the Restore Your Soul Blueprint 3 calls. I mean, I'm listening to probably 3 calls a day, not the entire call, but the group part of it. Plus, I do the, I do the endocrine program, and I do this, and I do that. Yeah, I have things
it's
going
mine.
More.
It's mine. What? It's all my stuff, right?
It's all your stuff.
Okay,
it's
let's get
your...
in here and find out what this is, because this is feeling... Okay, so the group call questions is a little weak for you. Let's go into something that's not you. So, all right. So for you and anyone else on the call, when you feel like something's going on and it feels like it's not me, and it's making me nauseous, let's go up to your source and just ask for a clean out of anything that doesn't belong to you. Now, when you say nauseous, is that a head nauseous or a stomach nauseous?
probably more stomach, but it's almost full body. It's heart. It's dizziness too. Like when I stand up, I'm really dizzy. Not all the time, but.
How long has this been going on?
Well, I have, when I first started listening to you, I could tell when I was getting too much.
But
I've worked up over 5 months.
Yeah.
So
is this the symptom you got?
I don't know how to describe it. I can tell when I've had too much of the energy, because it's like I feel the energy kind of swirling. And maybe I'm a little out of body.
Okay.
Or more spacey.
Let's strengthen your body, mind, and spirit for you and everybody else on the call. So when we do that, you can think of it as, what we talked about earlier, your gut, your heart, your head, or you can think of it as geometry and how they're all connected together. So when you're having a physical symptom, it's, does that come out of my body? And the answer is no. Is it coming from my mind? Yes. Is it coming from my spirit? No. So right now, I mean, it may have been different when you first asked the question, but right now it's in your mind. So let's go ahead and strengthen your body to anything your mind is telling it that isn't helpful to your body. So I feel an energy in there that is interesting. So I'm going to take it out and realign it to where it goes. We're going to shift it into something workable for you, and what's not workable for you goes. How are you feeling now with your dizziness?
I feel calmer, like I settled in more. When you were talking about it's in my mind, there's a part of me that is so stubborn and dedicated to, you know, doing everything I possibly can to evolve. And I wonder if that I somehow don't listen to myself because I'm being stubborn about it.
You don't listen to what part?
Maybe I'm not listening to my body.
Okay, right. So when our mind is really strong, that often is often overrides it. So when our mind is really strong, it's a fabulous thing, but it will override the body, and it will override spiritual messages. When the spirit is the strong one, then almost anything in the world that's out of body will take most of everything. When the body is really strong, generally we're healthier, but we might not, you know, the body is strong is probably the healthiest way to go if you're going to choose one. But when you get everything working together, then that's when you end up with a full life. So let's go in. So for you, and I understand this is kind of how it was for me too. I had to really get deep into the body. So that gentle exercise, walking, yoga, come up with something you love. And do that in your body every day, and keep your hand on your belly. So like right around your belly button, or just rub, you know, the top of your thighs through your knees, touch your feet, do anything you can just to kind of get yourself connected low in the ground. And another exercise for those of you who are less rooted is to go ahead and really feel those roots just kind of grow out of your feet and out of your tailbone, just kind of go in deeper, deeper, deeper into the earth. Because if you have a really strong spirit, it's not going away. And it's not either or. It's, you know, it will go with you. But you know, I could talk about this for hours, but there are some parts of ourselves that reject when they're in one place. Like sometimes we're in the body, we reject the spirit. Sometimes when we're in the mind, we reject both. I mean, it can come in any combination. Mm-hmm. And so this is about the harmonious flow of all three. And so when we know that we tend to override, that's when the body needs more attention. So the energy from like the endocrine and stuff, that's there. And you know when you need to re-listen to it. Mm-hmm. So you can just put your hand on your belly and ask, when should I re-listen to this? Now, there is something that's in there that, I got rid of most of it. Let me see if I can get that out of your core and realign it. And sometimes you can always ask, is it right for me to listen to all the questions? You know, because mm-hmm. sometimes the questions can stir us up and help
but
us.
But I don't usually listen to the questions as much.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I really am listening to the group parts a lot.
Okay, got it. Sometimes I think I should cut those off and just give them as an option. Okay, let's strengthen you. So you're holding on to something that isn't you. And it doesn't, and I'm not sure it really came from me, but I'm going to I keep taking it out, but I need to really get in here. So hang on. Okay, I want you to think blue thoughts. Think blue.
Blue thoughts. Okay.
Have some turquoise. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling better. Is there anything I did to allow this energy? I mean, that wasn't me. Is it that?
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay.
So I talk about that a lot in our multidimensional state, there are so many beautiful, wonderful energies out there. Sometimes we pick up something that would be perfect for our neighbor, but not so perfect for us. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this was. And because it was so perfect for your neighbor, it seemed like it should be perfect for you too, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. And so I removed that. And so in the very old days, we used to do something called a pass not through. And that's you can think of it as a device. So you can use it as like a crystal above your head, a crystalline mm-hmm. grid. And you can just ask that something that's not really in your best, nothing comes in that's not for your highest and best good. And you can be very visual with it. You can just declare it. You can do all kinds of things. But for those of us who become more and more sensitive, this is kind of a good way to kind of stay aligned, because you don't want to live in an energy that you weren't born to really carry. And so part of it is discernment and kind of following our body and our spirit and what's there. So that one is not yours to carry. You are more blue than that color. That's why I said think blue thoughts. Mm-hmm. And we're going to let that alignment come in. And it's not that the color was wrong. It was that something that was in another color wasn't for you. But the blue is your antidote for it, if that makes sense. It's that part of you that was supposed to be there instead of. So let that expand. How's your dizziness and nauseousness?
Better.
Good. Thank you for putting your hand up.
Thank you. Much love.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone. So earlier I was trying to talk to someone and I missed them. Their hand is not up yet, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk. And I'm going to open your mic here. Hi there. Did you have something you wanted to talk to me about? I don't have your name.
Is it me?
Hi. Did I drop you earlier?
I don't know. I didn't feel dropped, but.
Okay. I thought my hand was up and I lost them. So anyway, okay. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's Maria. Excellent. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, cool. I've been kind of, my kind of question has been pondering, and it's kind of seeing different parts of it in this. I don't know if it's about traction, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's probably about power and jellyfish and different things like that.
And power and jellyfish.
I'll explain. I've been training for years, like with surrender and going with the flow and noticing, you know, when it's time to do things and create and act, and when it's time to kind of be in the jellyfish mode and kind of, all right, wait for direction, instructions, things to do. Mm-hmm. So I think what I'm pondering about is about power, and in a way, earthly power. Like, bottom line is kind of manifestation and yeah, money. So
okay. In
the way of doing what I do or doing what we do, and sometimes it's like boom and it feels like, okay, the universe is aligned and things are happening and it's all flowing and synchronicities and coincidences and helpful people and things are just happening and manifesting and we have much more money, and other times we're doing exactly the same thing and sending the same intentions and putting in the same effort or even more, and not much is happening, and we have workshops with very, very few people. So mm-hmm. it's about earthly power or manifestation, or maybe what I'm really after is, I don't know, ease and effortlessness and more money.
Okay, let's get in here. Ease, effortless, more money. So you're good with ease. You're good at being a jellyfish. you're very strong to it. It's funny you're using that word. Okay. So let's go into the more money. I'm glad you asked this question. Someone else brought that up too. In one of the written in was, let me see how they put it, we'll weave these together. I try to detach from money is how it was worded. I try to detach from money, but I don't have it. So this is so interesting because sometimes our detachment is a rejection. Sometimes our detachment is a suppression, a denial, a numbing. And for me, I have done this. My detachment can be a shutting down. So as an example, when people are really worried about money, we need to move them to a place of neutrality. And so we get them in that neutral state. So they can take money or not leave money, but they're not panicked one way or the other. But when they go so far as to say, I don't care about money, I'm detached from money, there may be no flow left for money. And you're a little on and off with that flow because some part of you would like a world where money didn't matter. And you remember a world where money didn't matter. So when that happens, we shut things down. If someone said to me, you shouldn't care about money anymore, Sherry, I really believe them, I could shut it completely down. That wouldn't make me neutral. But 90% of the people I work with, it makes them more neutral when they don't care about it. So part of it is to really know yourself. And when we say things like the question that came in, I'm detached. And for you, it's I'm doing the exact same things, but I'm frustrated. So let's go into this part that feels frustrated and that part feels unsupported. That part feels confused. That part is uncertain. So let's love those parts. And sometimes when we feel kind of rejected by how things are turning out, we also end up in kind of that shutdown, but also a rejection of what we actually want. So all the places that you or anyone else on the call now or in the future is subtly rejecting money, let's go ahead and clear that out. Where it's okay if you're where you're at, and it's okay if you're a multi-billionaire. That it's okay, you can handle that burden. All the times you rejected money, all the times you needed money, let's love those parts. All the times you needed to prove to yourself that you were worth more than money and that you were valuable and what you did was valuable and what you did was accepted and wanted. So you have an opportunity to thread a different energy, a newer energy into what you're doing. So let's go ahead and offer that, a place for that, which will attract more people to you that are interested in what you want to give them. Does that feel familiar?
Yeah, it makes sense kind of with expansion or doing more and kind of taking it to the next level. And excuse me. I think this is why it kind of connected to power for me very much, because it's like I feel ready, you know. I feel ready, and kind of we are ready. And like you said, you know, we're really good. I'm really good with surrender and acceptance, and kind of being okay with not having much money, but I love money.
Yes.
and I love having money, and there's a part of me that's always been there, you know, always been like great in abundance, you know, and spending and having money and having fun with it and stuff like that. And the traction part or the kind of power, earthly power, is like, or the frustration that you touched upon was like kind of, okay, you know, I'm really ready, let's do it, and kind of feeling that the universe is not supporting it, or for some reason, you know, I need to deal with not having that much, or the image I got was like, you know, driving your car and switching the gears and having enough you know, petrol and stuff like that. But sometimes, you know, the car is lifted, you know, and I don't know, whoever's playing with the car or the little child or something, you know, maybe lifting the car, and then you're doing the same thing, but there is no traction. And then suddenly
right.
the universe puts you back on track, and you're running, and you're lifted again. So there's no traction.
And that is generally the way it goes. we go through, you know, just like in nature, in earthly power, things are, you know, things go through different phases. That's common. Mm. So, you know, make hay when the sun shines. There's a reason Americans came up with that. You know, it's like sometimes you're on a roll, and sometimes you're in a more restful phase with money. Now we can create avenues where things are sustaining, and then and then we get these bonuses. Like here's my floor, and here's my bonus goal. Here's my floor goal, and here's my bonus goal. Floor goal is usually all your basics, and your bonus goal is this other. But I can feel every time you say I'm okay with it that you're actually narrowing the portal of the flow. When you become okay with it, you close with it. So some part of you, the creative part, needs to be okay with it and still have the doorway open for it to find you. So let's go ahead and create that for you and other people, where those flows that come back to you, the grids that come back, are clear and clean for accepting. Okay, so then there's a resistance comes up, so let's love the part that's resistant. So here's your next step. All the times that you were open, but you felt rejected, because that's where you closed down. So let's love all those parts. There you go. So we'll look at the abundance grids above and below through the whole lotus system. I think you're starting to get something big, and you have a new flow coming in, a new energy coming in, and that will assist you with what you're calling your next level.
Mm.
How are you feeling now?
Cool, yeah.
Okay, good. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
I'm a happy jellyfish.
Oh, happy jellyfish with open grids.
Open arms.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone. It was such a pleasure to talk to you today. And thank you so much for your patience with our call. Tomorrow, I have an interview with Aram Saeed. If you'd like to tune in, that's 8 a.m. Pacific time. And thank you all very, very much. I'll go ahead and put us all on interactive. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
All right. Aloha.
Bye.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.